Hey guys, do you like this show? Are you enjoying it? Do you want to make one of your own? Well, let me tell you about Anchor, and Jay, you can help me out. It's so easy. Anchor makes it easy to do a show like this. First of all, it's free. There are creation tools that
I love it.
That allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or your computer. I love how simple it is to make content nowadays, and Anchor really makes it easy. Now you can even add any song from Spotify straight to your episodes. This is so cool. Possibilities are endless for what you can do and what you can create, whether it's music analysis, your own radio show, sports talk radio.
This is a real opportunity. I feel like the pandemic has kind of in many ways gotten us a little more creative in saying, what do we want to say? And let's move forward with that, even without the pandemic. And Anchor makes that easy for you.
Yeah, or maybe you want to do a show that the world's never heard before.
Right.
Well, get up off your butt and do it. Anchor will distribute your podcast for you as well, so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. They're basically making it easy for you to do this thing. You can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast. What you got to do, it's so easy. Download the Anchor app, go to anchor.fm and get started. It is so easy. We love Anchor. Thank you for letting us do this.
Thank you for sponsoring our show, because again, they understand these guys are in the creativity business and they support other creative things. So we say support them because they support us.
Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started. Hey guys, welcome to another episode of Sklybro Country, the virus edition, aka the Pandy Pods.
Aka two nice guys, some yeses, and some whys.
Aka the pods that are Pandy with Jason and Randy. Hey. Here we go. We're back. And we're doing these, and we're sort of recording them in bunches. So this is the next batch that we're recording.
As we record this right now, the president, former president of the United States, the former host of The Apprentice, is being impeached for the second time.
I think he should only be referred to as the former host of The Apprentice. That's what we're going to do from here on.
That's the last thing he did that wasn't a shit show.
Well, although, Rodman Canseco. Okay.
All right. So we get these stories worked up and we try to connect them to what's going on in the pandemic. We love hearing from you guys about what you're connecting with. Hopefully you're connecting with this while you go hiking or while you
wash the dishes or go to sleep at night or whatever. I've actually listened to a few of them and I love what we're doing. And yeah, I actually love how compact they've gotten. And I hope you're enjoying it too. We've got a story. Let's jump into
it
right away.
So we're about
a little over
a month out from the riots on the Capitol. And we've had some distance to process this whole thing.
New videos coming out during the impeachment and just coming out in general.
That are somehow more disturbing, like the evidence of Roger Stone standing outside of that hotel, like surrounded by like Oath Keepers
and
other people like that. There's evidence. I think that
it was on the verge of being much worse.
It could have been really, it was terrible and people died and it was
and that is terrible.
Moment. It could have been much,
could have been
worse.
A massacre.
But ever since it went down, people have been getting picked off by the FBI and getting tracked down for different reasons. And
it's like the best episode of like 48 hours ever.
Right. But I'll admit this straight up. I'm sad that there aren't more. Like, I know they're excited that they've got like 150 people.
I think 180.
180 people right now. And I'm like, wait, there were thousands of people.
Yeah.
At least 1,000. Let's say like
1,000 were doing some nefarious stuff.
Right. There was probably like, 700.
You're not
going to
get the people who are trespassing or broke through the barriers. You're just not going to get them. That's just, and some of the cops let them through, so it could be argued that they were allowed
in. 180, 200. If we can get that up to like 500, I'll feel better, but still, I'll take it. 180, yeah. I'll take it. All right. And these people should be ruined. I'm just going to say that. They should be jailed. Their sad, pathetic, horrible lives should be destroyed. Their dangerous and stupid actions are their undoing, and I'm good with that.
Yeah.
I'm happy with that.
I'm actually fine with
that. And what's crazy to me is that some of them still don't realize how truly dumb they are, that they are,
or that they're in trouble at all.
Take, for example, the dipshit in this story, okay? She's not the only one in the story, by the way, whose priorities will shock you. And it will
dismay
make
you upset. Actually.
All right.
Let's dig in.
A Texas florist charged in connection with the U.S. Capitol insurrection will be allowed will be allowed to go to Mexico later this month, a federal judge ruled Friday. Now, I think it might have been overturned.
Your Honor, I need to go to Senior Frogs.
Please.
I need to get
it is my right as an American to get blackout drunk.
They stole my election.
They can't steal my vodka tequila poppers.
Vodka tequila poppers?
Yes.
That would be a hell of a popper right there.
I'm a florist, damn it. I deserve to get blackout drunk.
On cheap margaritas and shitty guacamole.
That's why we built the wall, y'all. That's what she's saying.
We built the wall so I could go down to Mexico and get drunk.
The case involving Jenny Cudd.
Okay,
yes, that is her name. Her Cudd is so fitting.
She feels like someone, again, whose life has been chewed and
regurgitated, and she's like disgusting. She smells awful.
Like wet saliva grass in a cow's mouth.
Like throwing up in your own mouth and then chewing it and taking it back down.
Swallowing it back down again.
Well, Cudd got national attention this week after she wrote to a judge asking for permission to visit Riviera Maya, Mexico for a four-day retreat this month.
Retreat?
Instead of storming the chambers of the judge, she sent a letter. So,
okay, she should have stormed the chamber. I mean, that's all she knows how to
do.
Well,
maybe she's reforming her ways, Rand. Maybe she's improving. Maybe she's evolving as a person.
We don't know. We don't know.
Some would recommend that that she be shot in front of her children.
What?
I would recommend that.
Okay, fine.
But surely, at the very least, this judge would laugh at this request and deny it, right?
I mean, she's gonna build a gallows for him and say, you're next, buddy, if he does deny it.
On Friday, Judge Trevor N. McFadden.
Sounds like a fake name. Sounds like a fake name. Judge Trevor N. McFadden sounds like what you would put on a business card if you were trying to convince someone that you were a judge.
Right. He granted her request.
What? The
McFadden.
F.
A Trump appointee.
Of
wow.
course. There
There's
we go.
A shock.
There we
okay.
go. Dummies appointing dummies. Dummy, babies having babies.
Noted, this is what he noted, that the Justice Department did not oppose Cudd's request to visit Mexico.
Well, allow someone who broke the law to just flee the country.
Well, why would anyone oppose someone who's on the verge of facing federal crimes? Taking
another
time
trip.
In another country where
she
could easily escape.
And she may not come back.
Look, she could start a new life down there. It's very hard to find someone down in the hinterlands of Mexico. Let's just give her the benefit of the doubt. This is someone who deserves the benefit of the doubt,
exactly.
is what they're saying.
She's not a flight risk or a danger to others. I mean, she just broke into the Capitol and started looking for Nancy Pelosi to kill.
The court also notes Cudd has no criminal history and there is no evidence before the court suggesting that the defendant is a flight risk or poses a danger to others.
See, that's what I'm saying.
That's what McFadden wrote in a written order. I'm surprised he knows how to write.
Can this guy get court-martialed?
Yeah, can
please?
We shoot this guy in front of his family? Come on. No one thinks the angry person who stormed the Capitol is a danger to anyone, right?
Yeah.
Unless, of course, they tell her she can't let people into her flower shop unless they wear masks.
Oh, yeah. Then all bets are off.
Then, or if they tell her that Biden won the election.
Or
then,
if you tell her, hey, we need these flowers for a gay wedding.
No, then. Or if you tell her, like, on the way out of her store, by the way, Black Lives Matter. Then
she's going to get fine. But as long as you don't do that, she should be able to go down to Mexico with her girls.
And what even is a flight risk? Oh, wait, it's a person wanting to flee the country to avoid being prosecuted? Is that what it is?
And she's going on a trip to Mexico. This is kind of adding up to that, Jay.
Cudd is a flower shop owner and an unsuccessful mayoral candidate from Midland, Texas.
Translation, a loser.
She is a loser.
Yep.
Jeez, I wonder why she didn't win the mayoral race. She seems
Could it
so
be
smart.
That she's volatile and crazy and went after people?
She shouldn't even be trusted to like run a flower shop. Like I'm sure that's going under as well.
I hope a set of bugs, just like
aphids
come in and just take over all the flowers and just feast on it.
Isn't aphid the name of like the FBI system to like track
That's
down?
That's aphis.
Okay.
All right, there you go.
She was initially charged with two misdemeanors, knowingly entering a restricted building and disorderly conduct on the Capitol grounds.
Again, this is enough for me to drop her in a prison. That's
right?
Fine.
It's like capital crimes. Capital punishment. Well, I don't know why that's a hard thing. Okay, I'm all for that.
I don't know if
I'd
kill
getting too violent.
Yeah, I think
Rand?
You're going a little too far.
I got to think that.
I'm not even saying you need to capital punishment on this woman. I'm saying you got to pay for what you did, and
you got
to
pay
for
hard.
What you did does not include a trip down to Mexico.
Yeah. Well, look, and obviously we all know this. If she was any other race,
Like,
there's no way
she walks out of there, let alone gets even considered going
to Mexico. Down to Mexico. Prosecutors later brought additional and more serious charges in a subsequent indictment. The Justice Department didn't try to keep her in jail before the trial, an aggressive move prosecutors reserved for the handful of riot-related defendants accused of violent crimes and conspiracies.
Yeah.
It seems like if you got into the Capitol building, you had to be pretty violent.
You had some violence on your mind. You weren't just going in there just to go in there and hang out.
I understand why we're splitting hairs about what people did in the thing. Like, you had to do something violent to get... You had to make a choice, okay? It wasn't like you were in the center of a crowd of people and you didn't know where it was going, and then all of a sudden you ended up in the rotunda. You know what I mean? It's like you had to make a choice. You had to see a line of cops... You had to either push on the backs of people who were directly in conflict with those
or you pushed on the barriers to get through.
So you did something to get across the line. There's something violent in your choices.
And by the way, you didn't just do this on like a Thursday in the summertime on a where your kids went on a class trip.
You did this on Inauguration Day.
When they are certifying the election. You did this.
Not Inauguration Day, when the certification.
Certification
day.
Of the Electoral College was happening
at
on
the
January.
Behest of the former president.
That's right.
A lawyer representing Cudd previously told CNN she plans to plead not guilty.
Wait, how does that work? Not guilty of wanting to go down to Mexico? I mean, it's Mexico, guys.
Is she pleading not guilty to being there? Was that a hologram of her? I don't understand.
So she wasn't there. She didn't break in and trespass and create.
If you set foot in the building at all that day and you're not a senator or a congressman or woman or part of the staff, you broke the law.
What's the dispute here? We'll tell you the dispute
on the other side of this break. Don't go anywhere.
Hey, guys, welcome back to the show. Tickets are selling for the Jack Black and Open Mic Eagle.
Oh, my God.
Live Dumb People Town at the end of this month, February 27th, 6:30 p.m. West Coast time, 9:30 Eastern, eventbrite.com. Get your tickets for that. Then we're doing a stand-up show on March 20th.
We haven't done stand-up a full set, an hour-long set.
It's
available
been a
to the
while.
Public in about a year.
It's been a while. So
we want to see you guys out there. It's a great way to support us and have a live night of
again,
comedy.
Again, eventbrite.com, March 20th. Get your tickets for all those things. And then join us on the Stereo app. We're doing these conversations for this show.
So much fun.
Mondays and Wednesdays, 3 p.m. West Coast time. Just join the Stereo app when we post the link on our social media.
Click through the link. Follow me. Follow Randy. Follow Dan Van Kirk because we do a Dumb People Town at 4 p.m.
We'd love
on Tuesdays.
To have hundreds of you listening to this because we can get voicemails from you. Tell us what you like about this. You can give us advice. We usually pick a topic
to talk about. If you have stories you want us to cover on this show, this is a real chance for you to give us feedback for this show. We love it. So let's do that. All right. When we left. We have a woman who stormed the Capitol. Mm-hmm. Her lawyer says she is pleading not guilty to, I guess, being there. She has requested from the federal judge appointed by Donald Trump that she wants to go to Mexico for a few days.
Yeah.
She had this trip planned before she stormed the Capitol.
I think she
doesn't want to have to let go of it.
Or maybe this was her, I got to let off steam because I stormed the Capitol trip. You know how we all need that trip.
Yeah, you got to.
I need a vacation for my vacation, guys.
Right? So, and the judge granted it.
Yeah,
said it
was
yes,
cool.
You got it. So Cudd's lawyers have previously said in court filings that even before the Capitol attack, she was planning to visit Riviera Maya, as I just said.
So this has been on the books
a tourist
for a while.
Hotspot near Cancun.
Okay.
That has stayed busy during the pandemic. Thank you for letting us know that.
Of course it stayed busy.
She just needs to party.
Guys,
that's all.
This is Hotspot Island. It could be happening here.
We can't take away her need to party just because she threatened to destroy our democracy
by using
violence to overthrow the fair elections in this country. Am I right?
Don't get in the way of her getting her.
What are we, monsters?
By the way, Jay, I'm now coming around to this. I think she should be allowed to go down there because I think she's going to catch coronavirus down there. She can sentence herself to death.
Oh, let her cough her way.
It's a hoax, lady. Your cough is just a hoax.
Cough your way right into the grave. In the court filings, the Justice Department has described Cudd as unrepentant in her role in the insurrection.
Citing
her comments in Facebook posts and interviews shortly after the riot. Yeah, always a good idea to do an interview after you've breached protocols and crossed
something
over.
She said, F yes, I'm proud of my actions. I fucking charge the Capitol today with patriots.
Great.
Yeah.
Again, feel the need to mention pleading not guilty.
All right.
Carry on.
She's like, what crime did I commit? Donald Trump is still our president. He's going to be sworn in on March 4th.
All the pedophiles. What am I dealing with?
Yeah.
Hell yes, I'm proud of my actions, she went on to say. Cud said in Facebook, is this still part of the not guilty plea? I need to know.
I love that she said, fuck yes, I'm proud of my actions, and then demoted it to hell yes.
I'm proud of my actions, said in the Facebook video, according to the court records. Well, that makes one of us who's proud of your actions.
Yeah.
I guess you're the only one.
No one with a brain is proud of you.
America is ashamed of you.
You're a failure. You failed at your attempt to run for and win the mayor's office.
You failed to overthrow the government.
You're probably a shitty florist, if we're being honest here.
And you failed as an American. Nobody wants you around, okay? No one wants to claim you. Go down to Mexico, get coronavirus. I don't care.
We don't care.
At this point, I'm
like, let her go.
No one wants to look at your sorry face again. Nobody. You're a mistake. You're a problem. You're an issue. Leave. Get out. We're done. We're done with you. In the live stream, Cud allegedly detailed how she, quote, pushed and got up to the top of the Capitol.
Maybe she trampled on some people. That'd be fun.
Even though it's against the law to do so, the police officers who were stationed on the steps to stop us, we pushed our way to the top.
You know the way an innocent person would say, even though it was against the law, I did it anyway.
Right, I'm pleading not guilty.
That's not guilty.
I pushed and pushed.
It was against the law.
People died. I pushed and pushed. I'm not guilty. That's what she's saying.
That's how dumb you are. Just literally continue posting stuff because we're going to use your...
dummy. You believed what people told you.
But I guess it doesn't matter if this appointee is the judge, unless it gets kicked up higher.
That's what's so crazy. These people clearly thought... This is what I think is insane about this, Rand. They thought that they were right.
Yep.
They thought that there was going to be a huge reckoning on the other side, and so they thought they could do anything and just brag about it, and then they get away with it. Well, sorry.
Sorry, dude.
Didn't happen. She claimed that there was a door open, and we went inside. So if anything...
It's the door's fault.
Kind of the door's fault.
I blame the door, man.
That should be on... The door should be on trial.
Right?
Let's get Ray Manzarek on trial.
Uh-huh.
Later, she was able to, quote, break down the Nancy Pelosi's office door.
And that's legal, right?
Again.
Destroying property in the Capitol.
Break down Nancy Pelosi's door. I'm sure not attempting to scare Nancy Pelosi.
Well, not attempting to hurt her in any way. I just want to break down the door and, again, destroy property in a government building.
That feels right up to the line, but not over the line.
Good call to brag about it.
Breaking down the door to the Speaker of the House's representative's office. They love when you do that.
Well, there's no way they can punish you for it, especially when you admit it. I think you should go down to Mexico now.
Just unwind for a couple of days.
Just get down there, have a margarita, get some nachos, tacos.
When you feel ready, you come back up here. We'll go through the motions, and then we're going to let you go.
Yeah. If that's cool with you, again, I don't want to get in the way of any of your vacation plans.
Quote, I would absolutely do it again.
Great, she's reformed.
Cud said in a local news interview 2 days after the insurrection.
Who's interviewing this dumbass?
So she's learned her lesson. Yeah. I would absolutely do it again. Well, no need to punish her. She's never going to break a law like that again. She said to the local news as much when she said, I would absolutely do it again.
You mean this innocent woman? She would absolutely do what again? You didn't do anything. You're innocent, not guilty.
So as this highly skilled Trump-appointed judge said, not a danger at all.
This guy's doing his job.
Who's Trump's appointed judge? Is it Judge Reinhold?
Is it Aaron Judge?
I would say Judd Nelson.
Ashley Judd?
Judd Hirsch?
Judge Dredd?
This is it. This is the thing. Dummies leading dummies. She cannot get off. I'm sorry. There has to be justice for these people.
I say go down and get COVID. Go down to Mexico. Go get COVID.
Go get COVID.
And then stay down there.
Please go get COVID and then stay down there and don't come
back. It's all a hoax anyway, so who cares? All right, that's a show. That's how we do it, guys. Stay connected, stay protected. Don't get infected.
This is not a hoax.
This is not a hoax, but we got the jokes. Wear a mask, everybody. We're going to get through this. We're going to do it through comedy. We're going to do it together. We'll see you
tomorrow.
We'll see you today at 4
today
p.m.
Today at 4 on Stereo, we'll talk to you. Tomorrow we'll be
for,
back
for Dumb People Town tomorrow. We'll see you on this, and then tomorrow at 3, Stereo. We'll see you there. Bye, guys. La-dee-da, la-dee-da-dee-da-dee-da, la-dee-da-da-da.
Star Fans Avenue, a podcast network.